Well, joining us now is Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota. Senator, do you think at this point that Republicans have the votes they need to pass the tax bill?
I think it'd be fair to say that there is a broad agreement that we all have to get to yes. I think there are still a number of members who have issues that they'd like to try to resolve. It's kind of like saying, look, I know in the end we want to make some pretty good sausage here, but there's maybe a few more spices that some would like to add in or take from. When it's all said and done, I think we'll have at least 50, if not 51, or maybe even 52 votes in favor of the proposal.
Are there any things that you need right now to get to yes?
No, I'm going to vote for the product, but I will also tell you that I think we could make it better. And as the other folks continue to negotiate, there's a desire on the part of some members to talk about a kind of a trigger mechanism or something that would bring back in additional revenues through rate changes.
This would basically be if the bill doesn't produce the results that are being promised, that taxes would automatically go back up.
Yeah, and that's one of the alternatives out there that's having a lot of discussion right now in terms of how do you do that without throwing cold water on the desires of a lot of businesses to have some stability to their planning. And one of the ways that you take care of that is by having a pretty low threshold for what your goal is in terms of a GDP improvement. We're talking GDP improvement of literally about less than one half of 1% due to this as being able to pay for the rate changes that we've incorporated in the plan. Honestly, there's a lot of us that think that we're going to easily exceed that because even today, just with the promise of these changes, we're already closing in on an average of 3% GDP, which is more than double what we need in terms of the change from the previous 8 years. So we think we're in pretty good shape, but we'll listen to those individuals and we'll try to address their concerns.
What about the issue of health care? This bill would eliminate the penalty for not buying health insurance, the so-called individual mandate set up in the Affordable Care Act. Analysts have looked at this and they'd said it would cause premiums to rise. 13 million people would lose their health care. Are you worried about that?
I am not. First of all, the individuals who are paying that, 80% of them are with family incomes of less than $50,000 a year. Second of all, this does not stop anybody from getting insurance. All of the benefits and additional subsidies and so forth are still included. So this is based upon a projection that says if they're not going to make them buy it, that would mean that those healthy individuals would not be adding healthy premium dollars, which they said could increase premiums by 10%. However, as an offset to that, we have a proposal, the Alexander Murray Plan, which we believe will actually reduce the costs of health care that are for the next 2 years in a transition period up to 20%. And that has bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats. And
would you vote on that before the tax cut package, though?
Probably what would happen, and this is only my estimate, once again, I don't get to make this decision, but I would envision the possibility of passing the tax proposal out of the Senate first, then addressing the Alexander Murray, and waiting for the conference committee to come back, having already passed out the Alexander Murray. Now, yesterday we got a real boost because the president made it very clear to us in our closed-door meeting. He basically told the group it's okay to vote for that bipartisan measure. That was a real good thing to have happen, and it'll make it a lot easier to get that through the House because that's the transition for many of us into the total repeal and replacement of Obamacare and back to a kind of a block grant approach that you found within the Graham-Cassidy proposal that was being discussed in the Senate for about a month before we moved on to taxes. I really think long-term that's the plan that will be the repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
One more thing, Senator. We spoke yesterday with your colleague, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and he said that this tax bill would squeeze the middle class to benefit the rich. Let's listen.
It's where Republicans always go when they meet in their special interest groups in the back room. That's why the middle class continues to shrink in this country. That's why the rich are getting richer, and this will just accelerate that trend. We all know that in this body. Some don't want to recognize it because they do the bidding of their billionaire contributors far too often.
What's your response to that?
I think that's probably an inappropriate message. I would really disagree with the analysis that he's used. I normally don't try to place the reasoning that someone uses. I do try to look at what the outcomes are, and we want to build a healthy economy. We know that if businesses aren't seen as being competitive here, they'll go someplace else because they can. And so we are trying to help businesses by giving them a reduced tax rate, but we're also doing some really good things for families. And we think not only would the reduction in taxes help where people could actually use it to their benefit based on where they want to see it spent, but we also think an improving economy is good for them as well, to the tune of probably an additional $2,000 in income per year at the minimum.
So, and you're not satisfied with 3.3% GDP growth, which you cited earlier that we just found out? I mean, is that not good enough?
No, what we're thinking is this. We think that the 1.4, 1.5, 1.6 that's been going on for the last 8 years anyway, we know that that is not enough to take care of the needs of our country. What we know right now is that we're going to probably come in on an average of 3%, but we believe that a lot of that is based upon the anticipation that we really are going to do something with regard to tax reform. We think this is just the first step, but it's a major step. After that, as the president talked with us yesterday, we're going to look at an infrastructure's bill. We're going to look at one because we need infrastructure repair and improvements so that we can be more effective as a country in delivering GDP. And it's also a good way to keep people working as well to benefit future generations.
That's Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate the opportunity. Look forward to visiting with you again.